News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Three people lost their lives in a knife attack in the French city of Nice yesterday. John Litchfield, journalist based in Paris, joins us. John, what is the latest at this stage?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Well, there's an enormous amount of mystery surrounding the young man who committed this triple murder yesterday. It turns out he'd only been in Europe for about 3 weeks. He arrived in Italy around the 20th of September or a little later at Lampedusa, and then was confined because he tested positive for COVID. He reached the Italian mainland about 10 or 12 days ago. And when he arrived in France, it seems to be unclear, but he only arrived in Nice, they believe, on the morning of the murders. So what his motives were is unclear. He's not known as a sort of radical Islamist, neither in France nor in Italy nor in Tunisia, it appears. Was he sent by someone to commit an attack of this kind, or was he affected by the controversy that's been going on in France for a few days now about the beheading of a teacher 2 weeks ago today, after he'd shown cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a civics class? So this is an incident which would, in any circumstances, cause extraordinary shock and anger in France, but coming just after the beheading of that teacher and on the day before France goes back into COVID lockdown, it was a pretty dark day in France yesterday.
Now, we don't want to go into too much details, and I am conscious there may be younger ears listening as well, but they were particularly gruesome, the attacks.
Yes, but I think that's been somewhat exaggerated. Obviously, all these things are gruesome. I mean, the teacher was beheaded 2 weeks ago. In this case, one of the victims, a woman in her 60s who just entered the church to pray, was almost beheaded, according to the police. And then the sacristan, who's, I suppose, the church warden of the church who just opened it, was attacked and had his throat cut. And then a third person, another worshipper, a woman in her 40s, was badly stabbed, managed to stagger out of the church and into a bar nearby, but then died soon afterwards after saying, "Please tell my children I love them." And the young man was then shot 14 times by police, having refused to surrender, and he's still in hospital, seriously ill, but not his life doesn't appear to be threatened at the moment.
France, as you mentioned, has raised its national security alert to the highest level. What does that actually mean in practice? What's the mood like? Because, as you mentioned, this is the third terrorist attack in the country since the start of the trial of suspects in the Charlie Hebdo magazine massacre.
Yeah, it's the third since then. It's the 37th, I think, in the last 8 years since Jewish children were killed outside a school in Toulouse, which kind of restarted this series of Islamist incidents in France 8 years ago. The raising of the alert level doesn't mean a lot. I think it's more of a kind of administrative thing, and it allows the government to organise itself in slightly different ways. These alert levels have existed since the 1990s, I think, and they go up between 1, 2, and 3 at different points. This is the highest it's been for 2 or 3 years, but, you know, in the light, as you say, of what's happened, that's not so surprising. Perhaps more importantly, Macron's doubled the number of soldiers who are taking part from 3,000 to 7,000, I think. So all churches will be guarded by military patrols for a while, or at least all churches in big towns and cities. So they've gone to a very high security alert. There were a couple of other incidents yesterday, one of which was reported as being an Islamist attack, but it turned out to be a young Frenchman of far right persuasions who tried to attack a Muslim shopkeeper, and then he was killed by police in Avignon, north of Marseille. And there was a smaller incident in Lyon where an Afghan refugee was seen on the street with a long knife, but he was overwhelmed and no actual injuries occurred on that occasion. But, you know, I think the country had been braced for something of this kind to happen after a lot of anger in the Muslim world, somewhat synthetic, somewhat based on misleading accounts of what actually happened with the teacher who showed the cartoons and what Macron said afterwards. So there is a sort of hue and cry going on against France in the Muslim world at the moment, and France is sort of standing firm and saying, no, our values are of freedom of speech, of a secular republic, and we're not going to budge on that.
Okay, we will leave it there. John Litchfield, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Awful, the idea of that poor woman, her dying breath, saying, tell my kids, I love them. It's really, really tragic.